That is why we have no choice but to impeach and remove President Trump. Because he wielded the powers of the presidency to serve himself instead of the people he represents. Because he was willing to undermine our democracy to help his prospects of re-election. And because he has stated repeatedly and unapologetically that he would do it again. A grave and sobering decision. 5 minutes and 21 seconds after 7 p.m. on July 27, 1974, by a vote of 27-11, the House Judiciary Committee made Richard Nixon the first president since 1968 to be formally accused of an impeachable offense. The vote came more than 2 years after James McCord, Virgilio Gonzalez, Frank Sturgis, Eugenio Martinez, and Bernard Barker broke into the Watergate building in Washington, D.C. So, one might imagine that after months of stonewalling, lying, and deceit from the Nixon administration, Democrats on the committee would have felt a bit of catharsis on that July night. But they felt no such thing. In a Washington Post article dated the next day, headlined, "Judiciary Committee Approves Article to Impeach President 27-11, Six Republicans joined Democrats to pass obstruction charge," Democratic members of the House didn't express jubilance, but sorrow. Representative Paul Sarbanes, who helped run the floor debate, said his vote had been a grave and sobering decision. As the Post wrote, even those whose impeachment votes were never in doubt voiced no sense of triumph. "I don't want to talk to anybody," said Democratic Representative Barbara Jordan from Texas. Democrat Charles Rangel from New York cried, "It's a terrible thing to happen to anybody." And Chairman Peter Rodino, another Democrat, simply stated, "I'm not happy." Representative Walter Flowers, a Democrat from Alabama, who had been one of the last holdouts in impeachment, said he came to his conclusion only after spending weeks studying the facts of the case and the Constitution of the United States. "It is clear to me what I must do," he said. But he worried that his constituents would be upset by his vote. His consolation? "I probably have enough pain for both them and me." This is impeachment in the United States of America. A most extraordinary measure, reserved only for the rare occasions when a president proves himself unable or unwilling to serve the interests of the people he represents. Nobody involved in impeachment proceedings leaves them unscathed. And every time our nation even considers reversing